always on your mind. Just dial in toll-free as we launch here into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is with us on the line from New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. So what happened to you today?
Well, multiple things. The most interesting one was that I go to the State House. Basically, I'm covering all these different rallies, and after I'm done with all the actual rallies, you know, now it's time to go take some pictures inside the State House, you know. And so I just wanted to get some good shots of the Senate in session, the House in session. So first I go up to the House gallery with my tripod and my camera, and I walk in there, and I get, you know, I walk... You know, it's quite a hike upstairs to get to it, and then I walk all the way across the House gallery to get somewhere where I'm not in the way and can take pictures. And as soon as I get to the other side, I look up and there's this guy that looks like a bailiff or something. And he's like, are you a reporter? And I'm like, yes. And I got my camera out and just started running it and aimed it at him. And he goes, well, you need to register.
Huh.
I said, what? He goes, you need to sign in downstairs. And I'm like, you're telling me that I have to pick everything back up and walk all the way back downstairs and register and come all the way back here before I can take any pictures up here? He's like, yes. So I started kind of stalling, you know, because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. In fact, I said, I don't know what I want to do.
Well,
but
because
I asked
you've been in there before.
You. I said, are you...
Dave, you've been in there before, right? I mean, I've been there before, and I've never seen anything like that happening.
Well, in the House gallery, the gallery that people sit and watch, I've never taken a tripod in there before. I've taken video off the shoulder before, basically.
I've taken a tripod in, and I haven't been there very many times, but I've taken a tripod in the actual House floor. I've been down there with a tripod before. No one said boo to me.
Yeah. What are you going to do if I don't go downstairs and sign in? Are you going to arrest me? he said, well, no, I wouldn't arrest you, of course. And I said, well, who would arrest me? And he goes, well, I guess the state troopers would arrest you. And I'm like, and I look up and there's state troopers coming.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, no. And, but they weren't coming for me. They came for him. They said, dude, no, he doesn't have to do that. They're like, Mr. Ridley, continue recording.
Wow. How about that?
I want everyone to stop for a moment, everyone listening, and think, would this have happened
in my
your state house?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then the guy says, and they talked to him a little bit about whatever the rules were, and he turned around and he goes, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Wow. A government bureaucrat actually apologized? Is this April Fool's Day?
No, I'm not kidding. This is not April Fool's Day.
No, this is real, Now, you've actually got footage of all this, right, Dave?
Yep. I was rolling the camera, unless there's some kind of a head clog or something. It should all be there.
Okay.
I dubbed it earlier today, but I was concentrating on editing a couple of more time-sensitive stories first.
So people will be able to see it eventually, not at the moment, but eventually at RidleyReport.com.
You're not saying that right. You have to say it like Dave says it, like something like RidleyReport.com.
I'll leave that to Dave. He's got it down. So what else, Dave? Anything else you want to share about your experiences today?
It was all kinds of stuff. There was a rally in favor of marijuana, medical marijuana. There was a rally against the state budget being too big. There was a rally against a bunch of camping activists who had nothing to do with the Free Staters or libertarian activists. They're just people that camp, crowded all over. It wasn't a ton of those. There was probably 15 or 16 of those who were protesting against the proposed tax on campers.
Wow.
So it was just all kinds of sort of, either spontaneous pro-liberty stuff, or there was, Free Stater-related stuff, or
Well, if you want to get a good window to the world of what's happening here in New Hampshire, you hear us talk about it a lot on Free Talk Live to get a video feed of the activism. You should head over to RidleyReport.com. You are the man on the ground, and you're very prolific in the movement. You're in a lot of places and doing some great work, Dave. Thank you for coming on the show and give us an update tonight. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I expect we'll be seeing him this weekend at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
People have taken to calling them now Ridleyos.
Yeah. Yep. In fact, they call themselves Ridleyographers because Dave Ridley actually gives training classes. He might be doing one at Porkfest. You can pay him $40 or $50, and you'll spend several hours with him, and he'll give you his expertise that he's learned over a lifetime of being a videographer. And so I took one of the classes from him, even though I'm kind of a self-taught person. I figured there were some things I could learn from a professional, and that $40 is what he was charging at the time. It seemed like a hell of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, I did pick up a few things from him. So well worth it. But some people have gone on, and they've launched their own YouTube channels, and they're essentially doing the same thing that Dave is. There's a guy down in Georgia that's one of our clients on the show that is doing something very similar. So I think it's great that he's out there helping people duplicate what it is that he's doing. Instead of keeping his secrets to himself, if you will, he's out there sharing them with people and creating more of him, basically, which is cool. Let's continue taking your calls about what you want. Go to Chris in California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Yesterday, at the end of the show, after you guys were sort of talking about anarchist labels, there was a little bit of an anarchy versus minarchy debate. And in that debate, Mark employed the ever-so-popular argument from effect, or also known as the utilitarian argument. And I think it went something like, you know, without a state, society would devolve into chaos and mass murder and whatnot.
Well, he said,
and,
"What if it would?"
Right. I didn't say that. I said, "What if we? What if you tried your little anarchist government thing, and you found that it didn't result in more freedom for people? It didn't result in resulted in lower, infant mortality rates, higher crime, and lower income for the average individual. All these things. And at that point, would you then?" Advocate a small government over none.
Right. Well, to me, that's kind of irrelevant because it's kind of like me saying to you, would you believe in the Easter Bunny if you found out he existed? When all the evidence is to the contrary that it wouldn't work, that the free market works everywhere else. Why is it that in that certain area of security and dispute resolution that it wouldn't work?
Just
can you
fear.
Explain to me that?
It's just fear on their part. I know you're asking Mark, so go ahead, Mark.
The thing is that it's a hypothesis you have. There has been no testing. There is no empirical data. So I mean, you have bits of empirical data in that the free market has worked inside of a governmental system here or there.
And we also have bits of empirical data that show that millions of people were murdered by governments in the 20th century alone.
Certainly, we have those bits of empirical data, no doubt.
Sure. So we've got data.
But you're a minarchist, though. You're saying that we shouldn't have no state for that reason, for that very reason. So you're the one who's making the argument for it.
What do you mean?
So coming up with hypotheticals, it's like, well, what's the point?
I'm sorry, I'm a little lost on your question.
Can you rephrase that?
I don't understand, like, why? What's the point of asking hypotheticals? I mean, if are you for the state or are you not for the state?
The reason that I'm asking the hypotheticals is to show my partner's, adherence to the principles of liberty to the point of the destruction of the entire planet.
It's insane. You're a madman. You are a madman.
I only want a governmental system that works. The planet's going to be destroyed. You want freedom at all costs. And that's the line that separates you and I, my friend.
Yeah, what I want is for people to not aggress against their neighbor, and you're saying all costs, the world's going to blow up, everything's going to die.
I'm not saying any of those things.
That's what you're insinuating. You're insinuating that that's even a possibility, and by all empirical data, it is absolutely not. Thank you, Chris, for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything, and that's what you minarchists have to rely on, is just fear, just abject fear. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial up version, and a webcam. And they're all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've done it myself. It is fast and easy. Cheap, too.
They do all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
Yes, code FTL.
Code FTL.
Get cozy with FTL. All right, so we're going to continue with the calls here, but Johnson, I think you wanted to jump into this conversation
sure.
we're having about Mark's scary scenario of, well, what if without the government, authoritarian government, there would be chaos and people be killed in the streets and the little girls raped in public and
well,
you know,
called
all kinds
it,
of...
You called it before Hell on Earth, which I thought was pretty apropos, considering it's the same exact argument that is used in certain religions, which is the hell argument. It's the argument from fear to prevent you from actually examining evidence. In other words, you have to be afraid, so don't think for yourself, don't engage in free thought and actually go out and find that data and evidence, and don't experiment and try something new. No, be afraid instead. Be afraid and follow this thing, follow the status quo.
That's not what I said at all. I said if it was tried. That means that somebody had the bravery to try the no governance and there's peaceful anarchy scenario, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, and it failed. And I'm just saying, what if? And in that what if scenario, I asked my co-host Ian here whether he would then change
support aggression. Whether I would then support aggression.
Right.
That's kind of a pointless.
No.
That's kind of a pointless scenario, though, isn't it? I mean.
I think that's
You're
the major
saying,
fear of everyone who, all small government libertarians who question the premise of the no government scenario.
Because if it doesn't work, then what you're asking is really pretty irrelevant, because Ian will become irrelevant if he doesn't support it at that point, because the market, if you know, by our current belief system, the market would take over, so...
I think that currently the market has spoken and people do want, by and large, want a government. They would like one that is not corrupt, and it seems unlikely that there can be such a thing. They would like one that doesn't aggress against them and take their money without due cause.
I absolutely disagree with that. I think the market is speaking because we're moving towards freedom. Whereas historically, if you look at history and throughout time, human society has been ruled by large governments, kings, monarchies, disgusting amounts of violence throughout all of history, with people being dismembered in horrible, awful ways.
Well,
we're just starting to get away from that.
Those governments weren't large, they were unjust, because a king didn't have that many men. If you compare the size of the United States government to a monarchy in the past, or even a monarchy existing today, you will agree that per person there are far more government employees today in the United States than there are elsewhere. It's just that our government is more just.
I guess. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. What I do know is that our violence as a society and maybe overall we may be a more violent society, or at least we certainly use a lot of force, but I think the level of atrocity of the force used is way less than it has been ever in history.
Well, we've got so many things now that help us with that. I mean, for instance,
right.
as Judge Napolitano said, the camera is the new gun. Having video cameras and audio recording devices at hand, you were just showing off during the break that you've got a quick.com enabled iPhone now to where you can go and stream
it's
live.
Not there
it's
yet.
Not quick?
No, not quick enabled because it's...
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I might not know how to do that.
Okay, well...
I can upload to YouTube from my phone.
There are quicks for the iPhone. Maybe you have to crack it or something like
that. Yeah, I don't want to do that, though.
I see.
I looked into it the other day, but I don't know if I can do it yet.
More people are arming up with video devices, and as we've talked about before, having that camera... recording what the government bureaucrats do affects their behavior, because they know in some deep, dark... level of their blackened heart that what they're doing is just wrong.
It's vilification, and it doesn't make any sense. Most people who work for the government are not evil, and they don't know what
but
they're
they
doing.
But they know that
is
something
aggressing.
Is wrong about what they're doing. Otherwise, they would be proud to be seen doing it on camera. There's something there. Whether they're conscious of it or not, I can't say. I'd say most of them probably are completely unconscious of it, and they believe that what they're doing is right.
They might be camera shy. Remember, the biggest fear of people is the number one fear is public speaking. A lot of people don't want to be recorded for that very reason.
I don't care what their reasons are. The fact is they change their behavior because of it.
They absolutely
do. And so it's that public, the printing press made a big difference in the way governments behaved, and similarly the video cameras made a big difference, and now access to the internet with video cameras is going to make an even bigger difference. Plus, having activists around who actually care about what's happening to other people is also going to make a difference. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Paul in California. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to ask Mark a question. I was wondering if we try this minarchy thing and say it inevitably led to a lot of abuse of power and, the government basically controlling a lot of people's personal lives as well as their finances and kind of invading a lot of countries around the world. If you'd give up on this crazy idea of giving some people the power to initiate violence.
If we got to try minarchy, that to me seemed adequate, where the laws were written in such a manner that politicians were actually supposed to be punished for their abuses.
The fantasy of the politician. The fantasy of the minarchist. Just put me and my buddies in charge, and we'll do it, right?
And
I thought that you liked the Articles of Confederation.
Yeah, well, I do. I like the idea of a decentralized federal government, but having read them more thoroughly, they just allowed for a lot more tyranny. Think about for a second the 18th century when they were still abusing people for their religious beliefs. They were enslaving people. I mean, it wasn't really the time or place. I don't think that you would presuppose that no government involvement would have worked at a time like that. Do you?
No, I mean, I think that the goal is to stop the initiation of violence, and it's no better when that's done privately than by government. I mean, if you have a Somalia, it's not better because there's not one central government. It's just as bad if a bunch of individuals do it.
So I concur.
The idea is to get rid of it in all its forms, not just government.
I agree.
And that's why I say that in order to have a voluntary society, we'll have to get there through a paradigm shift where people come to their conclusions on their own that this is something that's desirable. If people don't come to that conclusion, if they continue to hold on to the idea that an authoritarian state is necessary, we'll never even get to that point.
And to answer your question, I would like to. If the state was designed the way I thought that it should be, and that is the scenario that I gave Ian last night, if the state was designed the way he thought that it should be, and it turned out that my plan didn't work, I absolutely, positively would advocate for something different.
So you really think that if the Articles of Confederation were written up somewhat differently, that the people that had the power would not have been able to write the Constitution and continue the abuses that happened, that if we had the right things written down, it would have been completely different?
Yes, I do.
Fantasyland. Thank you for the call. Great points. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you'll never get to that point because to even get to that point, you'll have to battle with all the other politicos.
I won't get to the government that I want.
Yeah. More on the way here. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, showerhead filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidity
humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. So enjoy those, including updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Coming up starting tomorrow. Actually, it probably started on Sunday, but officially, it starts tomorrow. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's when we are going to be attending Thursday through Sunday. This weekend, it is going to be the place to be if you love freedom. If liberty is important to you in your life, you should be around other people of like mind. That's what's going to be happening all weekend. Hundreds of people. I believe over 400 people are currently registered. That means that there may be as many as 500 showing up, perhaps throughout the weekend, maybe more than that. That just, you know, did not register in advance. But the event is put on by the Free State Project, which, of course, is an organization designed to move as many liberty-minded people to New Hampshire in order to get them to be activists for freedom. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is one of their two yearly events that they put on where people gather together at a campground. This time it's going to be in Lancaster, New Hampshire, up in the northern part of the state. People are going to be enjoying one another's company. There'll be some panel discussions. I know the guys from MotorhomeDiaries.com, they're going to be having a discussion about what they're doing. Our co-host Sam is doing the closing speech on Sunday. There are all kinds of events and activities going on. Lots of families are there. Single people are there. Couples, it's a great time. All kinds of, you know, bonfires, music. I think there are going to be several live bands this time around.
Quaker meeting on Sunday.
A Quaker meeting, an atheist meeting, a Christian meeting. There's all kinds of activities happening. You can go to porkfest.com. You can read about what the itinerary is. You can get signed up. Although at this point, it may be difficult to find a place to camp because I believe the entire campground is sold out. That's not to say that you wouldn't be able to share a tent with somebody or share a campsite with somebody.
I'm sure.
Those options will likely be present for you, but you'll have to figure that out on your own on the ground. It's not too late to come to Porkfest. Porkfest.com. That's Porkfest with a C. Porkfest.com. We will see you there. Let's talk to Tom, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys, this is Tom the Neocon.
Hey, Tom, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening to a lot of the theories and the ideas about freedom and liberty and minarchist versus anarchist. And
how do you feel about all that? I mean, from your perspective outside of the debate.
I would like to implore all the minarchists and all the anarchists and libertarians and whatnot to stay in their communities and try to make their own towns better. Stay involved. Try to get involved and do the best they can to try to keep our country in a limited government. That's what I would like to implore everyone.
That figures that you would do that as a neocon, that you would attempt to sabotage the liberty movement in such a way.
Absolutely not.
No,
I would not sabotage it at all.
No, he's for small government, and I...
Well, then he's not a neocon.
Well,
I'm a neocon in the sense that I believe that the United States should have a role in the world to hopefully not be aggressive, but to spread democracy. So in that way, I am a neocon. I am a flag-waving, hot-dog-eating...
So you believe in democracy?
Yes.
Don't believe in a constitutional republic?
I believe that the Constitution has been stretched so much now that we have to live in the real world, and the real world says that... aggression comes from all across the spectrum.
So
and
instead
United
of
States,
a constitutional republic, what we should have is just majority rule. Out majority rule.
I believe in majority rule, and I believe that people should stay in their communities and try to make this country better instead of this utopian idea of breaking away and trying to start something that's eventually going to fail. And
Tom, it's a real finger in the dike kind of solution, because the fact is there was a time when the majority of people believed that black people should be owned by white people. There was a time in history when the majority of people believed that Indians were savages and good for nothing but killing.
And so what does that have to do with right now?
The majority of people believe that they can subjugate the minority of people, whether those people are pot smokers or taxpayers that don't wish to pay taxes or, you know, whatever. You take your group label. The majority of people believe that they can subjugate those people and that it's right. The same way that people believe that it was okay to own black people, and they were wrong, the people believe that they can subjugate the minority for the will of the majority, those people are believe something that is evil.
Well, the past has not been good for certain forms of government, I must tell you that. I mean, I don't see anybody advocating a kingdom, a monarchy anymore. I don't see anybody advocating a democratic... Well, I should say...
I would advocate a monarchy over democracy.
I would not.
I think you could have a monarch that was far more benevolent than the mob, than essentially a mob of people. I mean,
this is from the heart. Right here, let me tell you something from the heart, and I will shut up and let
you
guys...
The heart of a neocon.
From the heart of the neocon. The heart says that I understand all of the theories and the ideas of non-government and government and aggression. I understand. I get what you're saying. Believe me, I understand 100% about the differences between all of that. And I know that we're all trying to find that perfect way to govern ourselves and society and to or non-govern ourselves. But the thing is that the real world is right here in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if people in their own communities would try to work hard to limit government... And I know it's a battle. I think that's better than trying to advocate leaving the union to form something that I believe is going to fail. I don't want it to fail because I believe in freedom.
How could a state that declares independence fail? What would you define as failure? I mean, immediately are the so-called citizens, the people living in that area, would be free of all of the strictures and the regulations, which are very, very costly to abide by but for their businesses and for their personal life. They would be free of taxation as far as the federal government is concerned. You wouldn't have to pay income tax anymore. You wouldn't have to pay the federal cell phone tax. None of those things you'd have to pay. So there'd be a tremendous boost to the economy as a result of declaring independence and cutting off ties with the federal government. Exactly what parameters would you define as failure?
Well, there's lots of people that agree with exactly what you're saying right there, and they're in the trenches right now within the system that we have trying to make that happen. And I know...
Trying doesn't count. You either do it or you don't. And the fact is, they haven't been getting anything done toward making government any smaller. The history of government in this country and around the world is increase it until it falls and collapses in upon itself. And that seems to be the general way things go. And so hopefully the collapse will come sooner rather than later. And then what are you going to do, Tom? What happens when the federal government, your precious federal government, just implodes from its own weight?
Then I'll either probably continue to try, or either that or get my New Hampshire license played out.
See, the term neocon that Tom uses, I guess could have been applied to me at one point, because I did believe in sort of foreign interventionism. Mm-hmm. I believe that if
I'm closer to you, your name's Ian, right? Is that
this
correct?
Is Mark. Mark. I have the
Mark,
deep
the
resonant tones.
I'm closer to you probably than I am with Ian when it
all
comes to
At one point, I believed that, well, if somebody's going to be the superpower in the world, it might as well be the United States. They have been a more benevolent superpower than most superpowers have been up to this point. And
what?
I think they have. I think that I can make a case for it.
What about bombing Japan? What about putting people in internt camps? I mean,
come on. Camps are nothing new, man.
I believe the government does have a purpose, though, and I think that is the difference between maybe me and
threat of force. And lord over people.
I say farce. I mean, whatever. Tomato, tomato.
I think if you take Japan out of the scenario, and most people that believe in foreign interventionism do, they just don't. They don't imagine the whole bombing of Hiroshima. That was a
Nagasaki.
It was an act of.
Yeah, I know. It's easy to forget all those things.
Necessary.
You say force. I say farce. You say routine traffic stop. I say taser to the neck. You know,
civil war. Can't leave. Don't leave that one out of the discussion there, Mark. Hey, thanks for the call, Neocon. I appreciate hearing from you.
He was just confused. Most neocons would not believe in democracy over a constitutional republic.
Oh, yes, they would. Oh, yes,
I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think that's true at all.
George Bush was a neocon. He wanted to spread democracy, and all those neocons cheered him on for that.
I don't know about that.
They probably would embrace the term republic personally, but they want the rest of the world to have democracy. More on the way. You bring up anything. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your fieldwork. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acolablue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Plus, if you want to help support the show, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That is promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things that you can do there to help get the show on more stations and get more internet listeners on board with the program as well. All right, toll free 800-259-9231. So any other comments on this discussion we've been having that's been all over the place? Otherwise, I've got an email I want to get to.
Let's go to the email.
Yeah.
I can't say his name. From anonymous police training officer, guy who does police training for a living, who is actually going to quit doing police training because he's so frustrated with the quality of the recruits that he's been dealing with over the more recent years, in the last decade or 15 years. He says that the quality of the recruits have just been going down and down and down.
Category 4.
Yeah, what is that? Like
that's
worst?
Like the military, the real dum-dums.
The dum-dums, right. So it's like that, except you know, these are people that are, at least in the military, you're just getting people that kind of want to get their college paid for, get an easy job and not have to pay rent and stuff like that. You'll get that level person in the military, whereas with the police, you are absolutely getting people who are in search of power. You're right. Getting people that want to, and yes, I know, I have to always throw in the caveat, there are still some good guys that get in, but this particular guy, this police trainer has told me he believes that it's 1 out of 10 at best that are the good guys, that 9 out of 10 are cowards and dangerous and crazy. So I'm just gonna
those are the words of a police trainer and not Free Talk Live, right?
Well, I
mean, those are his.
I'm going to read his words right now. I was summarizing my understanding of what he had told me because I have met this gentleman and he's the real deal.
Oh, so yes. He is the real deal. I met him too, and I, you know, like his back is the ramrod straight, and you know he's got the short haircut, definitely short around the ears, and it's short on top too.
He showed me pictures too.
He's got the big calloused hands. He looks like a guy that could just grab me and crush my spine if he wanted to.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is so legit.
So he said he wanted to set the record straight. He emails me to say, you know, ask me for some questions because I didn't want to have him on the show. I could probably jury-rig some kind of way to change his voice and get him on the air in that way, but I figured, well, I'll just ask the questions over email, and then he can type out his answers, and we'll share them with you. So he said he wanted to set the record straight about the police. So I said, well, what are your qualifications to speak on the topic without getting too specific? Obviously, I don't want him to identify himself. He says, well, I don't know that I'm qualified, so I'll let you decide. I've trained hundreds of police officers over a period of more than a decade. Among these were police trainees, correctional officer trainees, veteran police officers, including individuals and groups, tactical SWAT team trainees, and veteran tactical team members, including individuals and groups. My second question for him was, what's wrong with the record in the first place? As far as he wanted to set the record straight. So what's wrong with the record in the first place? And then please set it straight for us. Number two, his answer to the question. If I hear the statement that most officers took the job because they want to help people one more time, I'll probably vomit. I have questioned many officers and trainees about this very issue. Many have confided in me that they applied for one or more of the following reasons. A. They are military veterans, and they like the structure, uniforms, rank, etc.
I think they do. I really, I was in prison for 9 years, and there are a lot of military guys that go basically into the correctional system right after the military. They, you know, for whatever reason, they didn't like the military, which just tells me something right there about the military and the way it does things. And they like the idea of living in the civilian life, but having the structure and the relatively simple work and, the relatively good pay.
So take this to heart, though, Mark, because you're one of the people that has said in the past that you believe that most officers took the job for the right reasons. B, they have no other job prospects. This is the same reason that many of them give for enlisting in the military in the first place.
They have other job prospects. They aren't as enticing as the
Bennies. That one's coming up.
Your choice is between working at McDonald's, and I think McDonald's is a great job, and it provides you with a uniform, and there is a ranking system. But I think it's a great job, and that you'll do far better if you're a good worker. But if you're a crappy worker, and you think that, I think I'd like more self-discipline. The military is not going to provide you with self-discipline. Look at all the people that smoke that are in the military. I think it's a larger percentage of people in the military that smoke than people that aren't. The military provides self-discipline?
C, it looks like an easier, fun job. Remember, these are things he's actually heard from the recruits. D, they are combat veterans and they enjoy kicking in doors, pushing people around, etc. It's what they got to do in Iraq, and now they get to do it when they come here. Oh, and by the way, the military guys do get kind of like a preference when they apply to police departments. Mm. It's pretty much a guarantee.
Not every police department, but, most.
D. Oh, excuse me, I already did D. E. Their father / brother / uncle is a cop. F. The pay and benefits are great, and he says this is a true statement. G. Their father / brother / uncle got them the job. Nepotism is the rule, he says, not the exception. In my honest opinion, many of the worst officers are relatives of high-ranking cops. Imagine a scenario where you're a police chief and your wife keeps bugging you to hire her loser nephew because he can't hold a job. This is more common than people want to believe.
And imagine you're the guy who's there trying to do a good job, who's the one who's trying to uphold the Constitution, and you are a stellar performer in the police work, and you're up against, when it comes to promotion time, the loser nephew. And I'll tell you, it happens all the time that the loser nephew gets the promotion, and the guy who did a good is bitter. And this is yet another way that the police departments lose the good guys quit.
Yeah.
And the crap rises to the top.
By the way, anybody who's been questioning the idea of whether or not we should have competing police forces, pay attention.
Yeah. Finally, H. They love some movie or TV show like Cops, The Badge, or SWAT. I find it interesting that they always identify with some badge-heavy asshole rather than a kindly peace officer like Andy Griffith.
I sincerely hope that's a quote.
That is an exact quote. Badge-heavy is one of the terms it's been described on the show before, but in case you never heard it, it's somebody who, they've got the badge on, so they've got the attitude of, I can do anything, and I'm a tough guy, and this and that. So when they say, well, my favorite show is the badge or SWAT, and they identify with the badge-heavy character on that show. They want to be the tough.
And they really come off more like a Hot Fuzz.
Never seen it, but it looks funny. If the men who became cops or who become cops really wanted to help people, then they could volunteer to dish out soup to homeless people or to cut grass for elderly shut-ins. It's not about helping people. It's about ego, power, and the ability to do nearly anything without consequence. So if you've got a question for Jeff, perhaps a follow-up. Remember, he's an expert. He's trained a lot of cops over the last decade or so. What I would suggest is perhaps start a thread over on the BBS, Free Talk Live BBS, and start asking questions in that thread. And then maybe what I'll do is I'll bring that thread to my attention, and or maybe I'll just start the thread here in a moment after the show. I'll start the thread. You guys can respond to it at bbs.freetalklive.com, and then I'll just send all of the questions to him, and he can choose which ones he, you know, he wants to answer. And then we'll get some more information from the inside of the world of policing. In the meantime, we go to your calls. Jeremy calling from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Finally, we get a Porkfest update.
Jeremy,
you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
You are here,
Hi.
Jeremy.
Right now, I'm actually in New Hampshire. We've been here since Tuesday.
Excellent.
And there are some really cool people that I'm meeting for the first time. And everyone's friendly.
Is this your first time in New Hampshire? Point of information.
I'm sorry?
Is this your first time in New Hampshire?
No. I went to Keene. This past March, and I've been to Manchester multiple times during the Ron Paul campaign.
So you're
but anyone who's on the fence about going really ought to come, because this is the coolest group of people that you'll meet.
Awesome. So what's happening right now?
Right now we're sitting around a campfire, and people are drinking, and it's a good time.
Excellent. I'm sure there's a little more than that actually happening. Perhaps you can't tell us everything that's going on. But there will be more happening, of course, as more people arrive tomorrow. The festivities begin officially. A lot more people are going to be showing up. Johnson, you're heading there after the show tonight.
Yep.
You'll be arriving late tonight. And Mark and I, we're leaving tomorrow morning. It's probably around noon tomorrow, so we'll get there sometime tomorrow afternoon. We'll set up for our live show, and we'll do three shows, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Looking forward to hanging out with everybody there. It's a great time. Is this your first Porcupine Freedom Festival, Jeremy? Jeremy's having too much fun.
Yep.
Is this your first Pork Fest?
Yes, this is my first Pork Fest. I went to Liberty Forum, and
excellent.
This is even better.
Oh, that's awesome. Glad you're enjoying it, and thank you for the call tonight. Check in.
I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of the friends that I've met at previous Pork Fests and meeting forums.
Yep. All right, so we'll be there tomorrow. This is our last live show from this studio. All week long, we'll be live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. See you tomorrow online at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.